You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thursday, good morning to you. Yeah, I've got a new chair now. I ordered a couple days ago. Listen to this. I'm on the phone because it hadn't arrived, and it said, do you want text updates of the progress of, because I said, yeah, get that thing made overnight. Because I, you know, going on websites, yeah, we have it. Well, it'll take us 10 days to get it to you, but we'll ship it for free. Look, I'll pay you the $30, but my back's like needs a different chair, at least for part of the day. So I'm pissed now because the chair hasn't arrived, and I'm on the phone with the customer service people for this company, and the guy puts me on hold. He's in Sri Lanka or some shit, and so I walk out with my I look outside, chair's on the porch. So I put it together, and it's one of those chairs. It's like a stool, right? And it's got a the seat, you know, is canted. It's sloped forward, so your hips. So you sit on it, and you're tilted forward, and you sit straight, right, with your back straight. As opposed to in a flat chair, you sit kind of hunched over in front of. Well, that kills my back. So anyway, I thought I should remedy that. So I got a new chair today. Yeah, how about that? That's exciting news. Maybe not for you. And, let me tell you though, speaking of exciting, I know this could be painful. If you're a Dodger fan, you might want to cover your ears right now.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick! With a 10th inning grand slam to break it open. Wow. It is 7-3, the former Dodger breaking hearts in Los Angeles.
You talk about staying through a ball, and look, there's fans leaving already. And they are shocked at what the Nats have been able to do in the 8th and now the 10th with a grand slam by Howie.
Unbelievable theater. If you're not a baseball fan, I feel sorry for you because baseball is one of the great agonizing dramas in sports, pitch by pitch, and it's...
Washington dugout.
Take another look at this. Tried to go with two.
And anyway, last night, then the Braves got annihilated yesterday by the Cardinals. So so the Dodgers, the odds-on favorite to win in the National League, will not do that. Happened in dramatic fashion last night. So I have friends that are Dodger fans. Sorry, everybody. Right, that dog ain't hunting this year. And the worst part about it is the Dodgers for the last 3 years have made mistakes, right? Judgment mistakes. And the interesting question about it is relative to the adjustment, because baseball has now embraced this culture of analytical management, right? So you have these guys, they've been described as stat PhDs and who matches up with who. The problem is, I would say, that a lot of that stuff doesn't apply in the playoffs. Your statistical example that's good against the rest of the league does not, right? Do you have a separate statistical sample for the playoffs that works? Because the stuff that works in the regular season doesn't. So I last night it's like, oh, Clayton Kershaw came in to pitch. Well, whose decision was that? Was that just the manager of the Dodgers? Did he do that on his gut? They don't allow that anymore. You're not allowed. You sit down and you strategize the game and who's going to pitch when and the analytics of who matches up against who and should this guy pitch, that all plays into it. So to me, it'd be very interesting, kind of the postmortem of all of that, because it was pretty stunning. So anyway, maybe more baseball than you want, but I like it. So, and this is my show, so that's the way it goes. So, yeah, stunning to watch that. Dodgers were up 3-0. They have a kid named Bueller. One of the best pitchers of baseball. Lights out. Throws a shutout. Steven Strasburg had given up 3 runs at that point. Maybe he gave up 2 and somebody else gave up 1. I can't remember, but that's how it was. And then Dodgers bring in their longtime ace, Clayton Kershaw, who's just a great guy. And after the game, he stood up and he said, this is horrible. He said, I've let my team down once again. And I had a job to do, and I went out there, and I didn't do it. And it hurts, and it sucks. And, you know, and you're standing there watching him like, that's a guy, man. That's a no-shit good guy. And just painful, you know. But you know what? That's why they make all those big bucks. He's going to go home to his multi-million dollar mansion, right? And his family, and he's going to be all right. Going to be all right. But just a stand-up guy. Stand-up guy. But it's incredible drama to watch, right? And baseball has those frame-by-frame moments where you sit there and you wait. So, to me, that's always the drama of the postseason. In baseball, it's crazy. So today, Houston and Tampa play. And if you're Houston, you were favored too. And Tampa has handed it to you in back-to-back games and made your best pitcher look not so good. So probably one of the best pitchers in the league, a guy named Gerrit Cole, is pitching today for Houston. And so we'll see. Is there more drama in store? Now, speaking of drama, combat operations by the Turkish army continue in northern Syria. The United States got out of the way, but according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, no, we didn't greenlight anything. Oh, really? What do you call it then? Right. And if you go to the map I told you to go to, right, SyrianCivilWar.com, you can see the different events that have taken place that have been chronicled by the media there. So interesting stuff, right? Again, and I'll just read you some of the headlines. Turkish army and Turkish-backed jihadist crossing the border, and there's an icon for that. All right, Turkish army and Turkish-backed jihadist crossing the border again. And so you see all these icons of the Turkish army is shelling Diwar with heavy artillery. So you can see along the border the operations that Turkey's going to... That Turkey is undertaking against the Kurds. Now, let me just tell you, you know, the Kurds are, if you've watched the news, you know, and we have the fucking Brits to thank for all this shit. The Brits and their mindless map drawing at the end of World War One, and when they and the French, right? When they and the French, you know, would carve up parts of the world and sentence it to conflict because they were not, you know, they were not drawn along historical, right, ethnic lines, right? People that banded together. They jammed people that didn't band together, people that were odds with each other, because that made sense geographically. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. To the United Kingdom, thank you. Kurds are an Iranian ethnic group native to Western Asia. Now, estimated, right, they're one of the largest ethnic groups with no land, with no country. Which is a pretty interesting thing to study. So ethnic groups without a state, right? Who are they? Who are the largest ethnic groups without population? Kurds, 40 to 46 million people claim Kurdish background. They are the largest ethnic group without a state. The next group is the Yoruba group. They're in Africa, estimated at 35 million people. I've never heard of them. After that, the Igbo people. They're in Africa too. After that, the Rhinelanders, estimated at 20 million people. They're both German and French. The Uyghurs are on this. 15 million people. A million of them supposedly incarcerated in China in concentration camps. So the Kurds. And, you know, to me, what Turkey's doing, now, to me, it'd be one thing if Turkey moved into there, but, right, if Turkey, and I'm not familiar with operations in the region, but if Turkey moved into that area and say, look, we've got a refugee problem, we're going to create a buffer zone, right, we're not looking to fight anybody, we're going to create a buffer zone, and we're going to return these people back to Syria, where they're from. But when you lead with artillery and airstrikes, that's a bit of a different operation. So, in my opinion, given the size of the Kurdish population in Turkey, right, Turkey is setting itself up to become Syria. Now, we'll see if that happens. But this shit does not end well once you light it off. And so, the... We'll keep an eye on that. All right. We'll keep an eye on that. So Turkey continues. And again, if you look at the map, you'll see their operations, their aviation assets and airstrikes all along the northern border as they attempt to, at least according to what they say, create some kind of security zone that the United States moved out of. And so the Kurds, they're no strangers to conflict and they're no strangers to fighting. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting when the Kurds start taking down some of the Turk shit. It'll be interesting. So we'll keep an eye on that. The other interesting issue we talked about yesterday that I'll talk about today, and then we'll talk about what's going to happen on the show today, is the NBA in China. Now, let's talk about the NBA's past. NBA predominantly, you know, black Americans. With all the racial history that goes with that, to include the racial history of the league. One would not think that they would stand up or that they would be silent as people in Hong Kong fight for their own freedom. Now, it gets interesting, right? These, you know, when you talk about all the money that the NBA makes, okay, what about those guys individually? Well, they have contracts with Nike, right? Well, wait a minute. Doesn't Nike have a dude named Colin Kaepernick who talks about freedom and free speech? So wouldn't it be a net? Where's Colin Kaepernick? Where's Colin Kaepernick to inspire the people of Hong Kong to stand up and do what's right? Where is he? Where is that Nike campaign? Oh, you'll never fucking see that. Why? Because that would hit Nike in the wallet. That's why Nike's such a bullshit company. Selective moral courage. Okay? And I rail on that shit all the time. We'll see how much moral courage you have when it either costs you part of your career or maybe all of it, or it costs your company substantial money. Then we'll see what kind of fucking moral courage you have. And guess what Nike has? None. Guess how much Colin Kaepernick has? Fucking zero. We'll see when Colin Kaepernick has his press conference and says, hey, look, I know the people at Nike don't want me to do this, but I cannot stand by as a minority in this country and watch people seeking freedom, right? Have us turn our back on that? Can't do that. Haven't seen that though, right? And what do you see? You see all these athletes that wanna make comments about shit all the time. And I'll tell you what, to include Steve Kerr, who's a coach, to include Greg Popovich, they're not taking on the Chinese. They're not saying, yeah, that shit's wrong. They're using it to bash the president. Okay, I got it. You don't like the president. But what about the Chinese? Are you going to get after their ass and what they're doing to the people of Shanghai, people of Hong Kong? Oh, no, we're not going there, are we? Why not? Because that's going to nick somebody's money. Does LeBron James have the moral courage to speak out and say, yeah, you know what? I'm not good with that. I'm not good with that. And if it means that I don't make money in China, then I won't make money in China. But as a black American, as a black basketball player, if people are struggling to be free on this planet, I'm not going to cooperate with somebody who's going to oppress them and put them down. I cannot do that as a grown-ass man. And look myself in the mirror and look my kids in the mirror. So where the fuck is Colin Kaepernick? Where is Nike, right, with Colin Kaepernick and their moral outrage? It ain't there. It ain't there. So I'm doing accounting. It's killing me, though. It's killing me. No, it's a requirement, but shit, I hate accounting. Right? And then I screwed it up. I created a rule that said that had anything with this, the word Costa in it. I don't know what I was doing when I made the rule. And it then made the payee Costa. So I live in Costa Mesa, which is evidently what I don't know what the fuck I was doing. So anything who had an address that I did in Costa Mesa had their name blown out of the payee thing. And I have all these expenses. I'm like, what the fuck? Who am I? Who's Costa? One by one, unscrewing that. So, anywho, Mac does accounting. Not so good. But I'm getting to the end of it, which I'm fired up about. And I'm doing post-traumatic winning tomorrow down at Camp Pendleton for 1st Maintenance Battalion. Matty Hager, boy from North Dakota, was the S4 Alpha of 1st Marine Regiment in 2010-11 when we were in Afghanistan. He's a great guy. So get to go down there and spend a little bit of the day tomorrow with them. Get to talk to my boy Matt Kiker today. Kiker's got to record his little greeting to everybody that he does live. So just because he's not out here doesn't mean we ain't going to have that thing. So I'll get to talk to Matt today. And get to talk to Sergeant Doe, or X, whatever we call that dude. Get to talk to him today. So, and he's going to record something, too. And the reason they're significant to the presentation is, right, Matt Kiker was in the darkness. He was in the black space when he walked in that room. And there'll be people that tomorrow walk in and they'll be in that black space, right? Sergeant X Doe, he wasn't in the blackness yet. But he would be there within 90 days. And you're either in two groups. The only question is, how many days do you have as a variable? Hopefully you have a lot, that you don't experience trauma till late in your life, or maybe, I don't know how you could not experience it all, but whatever. So that's why they're significant. And I'm not going to, because the gravity with which they speak as young guys to other young people, both men and women, that walk into the presentation and they're like, fuck, I don't want to be here. They throw that carcass, yeah, I was you 10 months ago. I don't want to be in this bullshit class either. And they say that too, so it's pretty funny to watch people laugh and heads pop up and whatnot. So, and then this morning, Lynch and Kinney, we're going to talk about a couple things. We're going to talk about Syria, and then we're talking about the General Zinni interview. So, so you'll enjoy that. Trust me. And you might hear it a little bit earlier than normal. So, good morning on Thursday. Welcome to All Marine Radio. United States Marine Corps Band makes it official. This is dedicated to the players of the National Basketball Association. At some point, you got to recognize where you came from. You got to recognize what the fuck the Chinese do around the world. And you can't play their game. You have to set an example of looking at them and say, yeah, we do business here. And we want to keep doing business here. But you will not use us to further the subjugation of people. I don't give a fuck how much you pay us. Because the money that comes out of here now has blood on it, and I can't have that. So, it's dedicated to the good conscience of the players and the leaders of the National Basketball Association. Don't be used. Don't be China's bitch.
Yeah. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore. So, young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marines, then you really ought to get up. The only reason I stuck around that low-paying outfit 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marines. And the infantry got its name, infantry young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda any time you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country, we care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
Time for the weather. All right, currently it is sunny in 64 in Quantico, Virginia. It is cloudy in 66 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny in 60 out in 29 Palms. Got cold. Sunny in 58 at Camp Pendleton. Dark cloudy 75 at Camp Smith in Hawaii. Dark cloudy 75 in Okinawa in the Al-Anbar province of Iraq. It is evening, clear, and 92 degrees. In Helmand Province, it is evening, clear, and 74 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, it is fair and 62 degrees. Looking for a high today of 86. What? 86 tomorrow and 79 on Saturday. Let us look at your weather. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll check some news headlines. More of All Marine Radio coming up right here on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you. And we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope. hope and soak in the ink of this heartbreak. I'm gonna drive fast till I break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there.
So I was composing a tweet, right? And here's what it says. Nike, where is at C. Kaepernick 7 and your moral courage campaign? The people of Hong Kong in the Hong Kong protest. I should probably say, and the Hong Kong protest. Or maybe involved. In the Hong Kong protests, need you on their side. How about need your support? I'm composing it as we speak, as I sit here. But it gets good though, right? The NBA needs you. Stop doing the bid of hashtag China. Oh wait. Moral courage has its limits, which begin at your bank. Hashtag coward, hashtag NBA. So yeah, I'm doing that, but I need an image, right? Because, I mean, come on, Texas, come on. So I go looking for a Nike picture, right, with Colin Kaepernick and that whole campaign, right? And this is classic, right? It's absolutely classic, right? Picture of Colin Kaepernick, and the picture is just of his face, right, from his above his eyebrows to just above his chin, right, that box, his face zoomed in, no smile, looking straight at the camera, right, Nike swoosh is under his lips, at the bottom of the center of the page, and then it says, just do it, in the middle that goes right across his crooked nose, believe in something. Even if it means sacrificing everything. How awesome is that? You know the answer to that? It's really fucking awesome. Yeah, it's better than really awesome. Oh, we mean that we would have to live up to it? Whoa, time the fuck out. Okay, yeah, you're right. Shit does have its limits. You're talking about a big market in China, you talk about a lot of money, and you want us to go moral courage on that? Yeah, I kid you not. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Nike. Oh. Whoa, hey. Let's not get carried away with that. Bullshit. Oh my god. It is hilarious. It's awesome. I love it. Living up to our high moral standards that we want to, you know, that are cool when we get after, you know, people that are doing the tomahawk chop or whatever we're morally outraged about today. Okay. Oh, you mean you want us to actually live up to that when it applies to us and something we're not comfortable with that might be actually true, and you also want us to have it cost us financially? Yeah, that's probably not going to happen, man. I'm going to be honest with you. That is probably not going to happen. Believe in something even if it means sacrificing everything. How classic is that? All right. I was remiss. Alright? I was remiss earlier because I didn't do shithole weather. Yeah, I don't know why, man. I space out. Alright? Thursday. Position. Webster, Massachusetts. Alright? Just so you know, Webster's named after the orator and Secretary of State to three presidents, Daniel Webster. D.W. was born in the southern New Hampshire town of Salisbury, So why not name a southern Massachusetts town after him? Question mark. Good point. Currently 50 degrees. Skies are clearing. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 16 miles an hour, gusting to 36. All New England coastlines are under a high wind warning. This is as of 6 a.m. Eastern time. As we've been taught by Mac, if there is an R in it, it's for real. That's right. Well, that's how I got taught in terms of watches and warnings. That's so confusing. No, it's not. When there's an R in it, the word, as in warning, it stands for real. It's happening. So a tornado warning, the R, means somebody's seen a tornado. Watch means that the conditions are ripe for it. Okay? And WATC, there's a C in it, it means conditions. If there's an R in it, it means real. So there you go. Couple little ways to remember that stuff. So there you go. Shithole weather from Webster. I just sent Chris an email to see if he's going to show up at Boston College when I go do my thing. But you know what? If I'm going back to Boston, I got to do it someplace other than Boston College. So I got to work on that because, you know, I think at Boston College I'm only going to do the presentation for about an hour because they said, you know, that's how we really do it for. So I'm not to condense what I do in an hour. So, and I will. So, but I should, as long as I'm there, give the whole presentation at a different, you know, point in time, at a different location. Shithole weather update from Pennsylvania and Nancy. Hey there, Mac. Still in Pleasantville, an hour drive from Erie, Pennsylvania. Home of the Wonders, if you've never seen that movie. Yeah, the movie's called That Thing You Do, made by Tom Hanks. Yeah, have you never seen it? I love that movie. Right? One of my favorite songs comes out of that. Hold on, I'll play you a little bit of it. But I love the movie. All right, here you go. That Thing You Do. It's about a band from Erie, PA. Yeah, they're one-hit wonders. Yeah. There's a little bit of a love story in it, too. Tom Hanks plays the agent. So, yeah, that's what Erie, PA is famous for in my house. All right, sunny and 48 degrees. Heading for a high of 69 today. Winds out of the southeast at 5. Another textbook fall Friday, Mac. Here in western Pennsylvania, God's country. Yeah. The Wonders are from Erie, PA. One of the Wonders joins the Marine Corps. The drummer does. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They go on like the Ed Sullivan Show. And then they break up as a band. The Wonders. You know you love it. You can dance to it. Come on. We get an email. Mac, I did not think of linking Colin Kaepernick and the whole Nike thing to this thing. Pretty well done on your part, my friend. And I just looked up that poster. It's hilarious. Right? It's hilarious. That thing is all over, encouraging people to do the morally right thing. I know, isn't it? It's beautiful. And could you imagine at Nike today? We've been sending out our media people, but then sending out, you know, releases to agents and emails to agents saying, tell your dudes to be cool, man. Don't say anything. We don't need Nike to get pulled off the shelves in China. Okay? We can't have that. Okay? They get paid. So now here you are, a black American with the history of black American civil rights, right? And now your money, somebody's messing with your money. Well, what about all the shit you talk? What about all the shit you talked about standing up, right? And I can't have that. Well, now's your chance, right? The NBA got linked to Hong Kong, whether you like it or not. People that are struggling to be free, people that are going out on the streets and getting shot at, right? And it's only going to get worse, man. And you're looking the other way so you can make your money. Yeah, I guess what you just became. You just became a white dude. How do you like it, assholes? Right? You just became a shitty white dude. Not even a good white dude. You became a shitty white establishment motherfucker. Yeah. And worst of all, you're a sellout. Because guess what? There's some white dudes that are good people. Right? In spite of everything they're vilified for. You just became the biggest sellouts on the planet. Your selective moral indignation is bullshit because you won't go there. And again, that's the whole, in my opinion, the whole truth to power. I'll speak truth to power till it compromises my integrity. And that's the problem with our general officers in the military. Right? This stupid shit we did in Iraq and the stupid shit we've done in Afghanistan, we've been escorted there by the flag and general officers of the United States military. Because they say they'll speak truth to power, right? Until it fucks up their career. And then they hide behind, well, if it's not illegal or immoral, it's my job to execute it. Well, what happens if it takes a country in a fundamentally wrong place? Isn't it your moral obligation to oppose it? To resign and articulately oppose it? Nike, just do it. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Trust me, you'll survive. You and your general officer retirement, you'll survive. You can find a place to live. You can pay your bills. Trust me. Trust me. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, good morning to you. Mm-hmm. Even worse for NBA players. Congress, right, in a bipartisan way, sent a letter to the NBA and the NBA players saying, stop being China's bitch. You're embarrassing yourself. Right? And I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's a lot of phone calls that are going around, but people that lead the NBA, you saw I played Adam Silver, right, trying to say, no, we can be sympathetic for the anxiety we've caused here in China, right, and but also support, you know, the right of free speech in the NBA. Really? Really? All right. Whatever. Whatever. Don't ever, ever, ever take another stance on a moral issue then. Because you guys are fucking sellouts and you know it. Right? But, again, don't mess with my money. Right? Moral courage to a point. Truth to power to a point. Right? Sellouts. All right. Yeah. Go check the poster out. Go check the poster out. Oh, my God. It's the best. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. Maybe not. All right. My bad. Sorry. All right. Top of the fold headlines real quick as we head towards Lynch and Kinney. The president is going to award the Medal of Honor to a Green Beret. An Army Master Sergeant will receive the Medal of Honor for this month for his life-saving actions in the frozen mountains of eastern Afghanistan in the Nuristan province during a 2008 mission to kill or capture a high-value target, the White House announced yesterday. He's a medic. So, anyway, congratulations to him. And, you know, why 11 years later? Like, what the hell, right? His name is, he's a Master Sergeant, Matthew Williams. He continuously braved insurgent rocket-propelled grenades, sniper, and machine gun fire as he and the unit of Green Berets and Afghan commandos faced down a much larger entrenched enemy force. He helped evacuate casualties from the near-vertical mountainside and established a fire position that ensured the commando unit could eventually escape. He is from Bourne, Texas, B-O-E-R, I'm not sure I'm saying that right, N-E, Texas, and he's been in the United States Army for 14 years. So, you're awarded the Medal of Honor. You don't win it, and so, but congratulations. Well done. Another headline, Turkey presses Syrian assault as thousands of flee the fighting. So again, the question is, so what comes of all of this? So they create a secure zone or whatever they want to call it in northern Syria. And then what? Do they shove all the refugees into that and now is there a humanitarian crisis? Is the United States then going to be asked to go in and help with that? Next headline, senators ready for far-reaching sanctions against Turkey for attacking the U.S.-backed Kurds in Syria. All right. Let's see. USNI News, real quick. The home of hard news. Now, watch. Let me get out my crystal ball and make an NBA prediction here. Okay. What's going to happen is somebody in a very public way, right, whether it be in the hip-hop community, right, is going to call out the NBA, right, because they don't have any money at risk. So somebody in the NBA or that's not involved in this stuff, not involved with Nike, not involved in the NBA, is going to go on TV and say something really like, really blunt that's going to go viral, you know, and because you got all these targets, right, that are over there right now. LeBron James is over there, right, and I don't know who they're playing. I don't know who they were playing with. And so let me just see who's over there. Philly's fired their manager. Yeah, NBA scores. So let's look and see who's playing in China. So we'll know what marquee players. All right. The Nets and the Lakers. So the Nets, Kevin Durant side with the Nets, and not Kawhi Leonard. Who was the other dude that signed with the Nets? I can't remember his name. So they're in China. Are they the only ones? Yeah, I guess they're the only ones right now. I thought there was four teams in China. The Raptors and the Rockets, where'd they play at? So, I think the NBA's got four teams over there right now. Anyway, nothing there. Marine Corps Times, real quick. A 20-mile tactical march into a demanding combat evaluation. This Marine unit just did it. Let's check that out. Exercise, I want to say Balakatan is going on down in the South China Sea area. Yeah, so that's always interesting. And then there's an article about suicide that I want to get to by Todd South. Marines with the 5th Marine Regiment recently completed the largest combat evaluation of the unit since the Marine Corps changed standards to the test, including adding more than 7 miles to the hike. The 1st and 2nd Battalions You know what really irritates me? These videos that play automatically when you click on a story. 1st and 2nd Battalions of the 5th Marine Regiment did a 20-mile hike with 70-pound assault loads in under 8 hours before starting tactical events at Camp Pendleton over a 10-day exercise which took place in late September. The regimental size maneuver was not the first unit to complete the new Marine Corps Combat Readiness Evaluation Test since changes were signed in February and announced in April. Larger units, going longer distances, blah, 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 blah. What's interesting is to get the regimental commanders out there to watch it all, see what they have to say about it. Yeah. I want to talk about suicide here for a second. Headline. New veteran suicide numbers raise concerns among experts hoping for positive news. Okay, now, veteran suicide, different from active duty suicide, right? Researchers last year changed a key metric on how they track veteran suicide in an effort to better explain the scope of the problem. But mental health advocates still say it doesn't tell the full story. In the last 4 years, the official government estimate on the number of veterans who die by suicide has gone from 22 to 17 a day in the last VA report. But the rate of suicide among veterans didn't decrease over that span. Instead, the way the figures are sorted and presented did. So if the rate doesn't decrease, how do we get from 22 to 17? Because that's a measure of rate, isn't it? Yeah, I did take math. I took statistics, and I'm an economics guy, so I speak this language. Instead, outside experts note that by many markers, the problem has grown worse. The total number of suicide among veterans has increased 4 of the last 5 years on record, from 2007 to 2017. The rate of suicide among veterans jumped almost 50%. Veterans are 1.5 times more likely to die by suicide than Americans who never served in the military. For female veterans, the risk factor is 2.2 times more likely. Quote, our takeaway from all of this is that what we are doing is not working. Well, there you go. That's refreshing, okay, that somebody says that shit. Everyone has been focused on this, but we're not seeing results. reducing veteran suicide has been a top clinical priority. Well, let me tell you the problem with the clinic. You can't medicate yourself to good, and you can't talk your way yourself to good, right? Anyway, don't get me going. Yet the impact of that work so far has been disheartening to many advocates who had hoped to see reductions in the suicide numbers by now. Despite some positive steps and mitigating factors, real progress on the issue is still out of reach. Quote, in my eyes, this report tells us it's time to do something different. We lost more than 60,000 veterans to suicide over 10 years. That's ridiculous. So let me, when you see the numbers, right, that they say 20 a day, now to 17 a day, well, let me give you totals. In 2005, suicide deaths among veterans, 5,787. The average, 17.9 a day. The veteran population, 24 million, right? Age and sex-adjusted suicide rate was 18.5. Now, let me skip to 2017. So, suicide deaths in 2005, 5,800. Suicide deaths in 2017, 6,100. Well, that's an increase, right? The veteran population went down by 5 million as World War II veterans die in that 12-year period. Okay, that's stunning, right? Gives you some type of idea of, when the whole country mobilized in the 40s, right? Age and sex-adjusted suicide rate. In 2005, it was 18.5. In 2017, it is 27.7. That's what I'm telling you. At some point, post-traumatic winning is going to make an appearance on one of these stages. And they're going to see that it delivers results because it speaks to veterans, it speaks to people that serve. Right? It tells them the fucking truth. And then shows them a path and offers them mentors. You can do it. You can fucking do it. So, it's only a question of time. It's only a question of time till it comes to me. Yeah, no shit, man. No shit. And like I said, there's not a drug that can take you there, right? You can talk about it till you're blue in the face. And you need to. But that's not going to get you to good. What gets you to good, you know what those two things do? If all you're doing is enduring the pain of what you've lived through, the drugs and talking about it, it may ease the pain a little bit. Okay? It may ease the pain a little bit. Well, I shouldn't say it may help you tolerate the pain better. That's what those things do. But they don't get you to good. They don't get you to good. All right. Top five stories in early bird. One, Turkish forces seized targets in northeastern Syrian offensive, according to Turkish Ministry of Defense officials. Number two, Turkey's Syria assault halts the fight against ISIS. Right. So now the Kurds, fuck ISIS. Somebody else can deal with that. All right. And we have bigger problems. Number three, how a junior officer's horrific death sparked reforms in the Navy RHIB operations. I don't know what RHIB operations are. And since Sarah Mitchell died on July 8, 2018, when she fell from a small boat and was struck by the propeller, the investigation into her death revealed glaring shortfalls in how the Navy oversees small boat operations. her family, her mom, whose name is Betsy Mitchell, talking about her daughter Ensign Sarah Mitchell, quote, if she was in battle, I would understand this. This wasn't supposed to happen. We are broken. After departing the guided missile destroyer Jason Dunham, named after Corporal Dunham, on July 8, 2018, Ensign Mitchell was thrown from a rigid hull inflatable boat, an RHIB, when the driver attempted the donut, according to an internal investigation obtained by Navy Times. She was struck by the propeller, suffered severe head injuries, and was pronounced dead a few hours later at a Jordanian hospital. There are a lot of people who saw something that shouldn't have happened, her mom said. The only thing I want to see is change, because this wasn't supposed to happen. The sun was shining and the seas were flat. A search and rescue swimmer aboard the craft said, we were having a good time. We were happy to be off the ship for the first time in a little while. Everyone was pretty excited that morning. Everyone likes getting in the RHIB. I thought we were going to do some training, show the midshipmen a good time. I got about 2 hours of sleep between watch and coming down to the boat deck, a sailor recalled. The coxswain had conducted small boat ops with Mitchell back in Virginia, had total confidence in her abilities. This small boat operations is what we do to convince you to go become a surface warfare officer. Mitchell's first batch of passengers, including a shipmate who held a reenlistment on the water that day. At 10:21, the coxswain began a 50-yard full-throttle turn to the left. It's often called a pivot turn in the fleet, but was referred to as a donut by the sailors in the report. Ensign Mitchell had just finished telling people to hold between their legs. The hard turn was a routine operation. The coxswain said that between 90 and 180 degrees into the move, there came an impact that jarred everybody to starboard, to the right. Jerking his grip off the throttle and nearly jettisoning him from the boat. Mitchell and three other passengers were thrown off the starboard side of the boat. The investigation reported had personnel been properly instructed how to ride in the RHIB and use the additional safety gear, all four individuals might not have been ejected. While the coxswain had driven small boats for years, he had never attended or had any other formal training in operations of the craft. The coxswain said instead he just trained under the other experienced coxswain. It's just stupid. Number four, new veteran suicide numbers raised concerns among veterans hoping for positive news. Five, defense intelligence officials charged with leaking secrets to journalists. This is in the news today, as I think this guy is in court. It's from the Associated Press. Henry Kyle Freeze was arrested by the FBI yesterday when he arrived at work at a DIA facility in Virginia with charged with willfully disclosing national defense information. He has a top secret government security clearance. It's alleged to have accessed at least five classified intelligence reports and provided top secret information about other countries' weapon systems to a reporter with whom he was having a relationship. Neither of the reporters were identified by name in the court documents. The reporter published 8 articles containing classified defense information between May and July of 2018. Unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable stuff that people do, you know, for money or whatever. I mean, and then you see them after they've gotten caught, and they're, you know, they're beside themselves saying, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." I mean, did you see the story about the guy smuggling pregnant women across the border, right? And then the kids are, you know, American, sell the kid, right? I think that's how the story goes. Then we'll sell the kid, and then you can stay in the country. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenney, and we're going to do the Lynch and Kenney event. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up next, right here on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends, these are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.